Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching today is entitled, Adventing into a Meek and Humble Heart.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Do you not know, or have you not heard? The Lord is the eternal God, creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint nor grow weary, and his knowledge is beyond scrutiny. He gives strength to the fainting, for the weak he makes vigor abound. Though the young faint and grow weary, and youths stagger and fall, they that hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar as with eagle's wings. They run and not grow weary, walk and not grow faint. A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds, "Come to me, all who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light." Seriously, there are times when I just want to take Jesus aside and give him some practical advice. Listening to this passage from Matthew is one of those times. We will wave him over and tell him, "Jesus, yoke, listen, you had us at come to me all who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. You had us right there. The yoke thing, not a great idea. Think about it, Jesus. If folks are labored and burdened, do you think they want to take on one more thing? Do you think offering them a way to do even more labor, carry even more burden is attractive? And what's with the meek and humble of heart? Try this. For I am victorious and conquer all that stands in the way." But then we breathe. And remember, we are adventing right now as church, as the people of God. We've positioned ourselves in the posture of waiting, listening, longing. Similar to the young girl in Nazareth, who in such a stance became impregnated with the word. In this adventing pause, it is as though the fog of busy and burden lifts. In the clearing, we see a God whose longing is to be one with us, a God whose core is meek and humble. What becomes crystal clear in this adventing posture is the vigor that abounds in learning from the heart of one who is meek and humble. The meaning of saying yes to the other half of Jesus' yoke as an act of hope in the Lord. Placing that yoke of hope in the Lord in complete freedom on our shoulders, our hearts, our minds, we soar. We run without becoming weary. Becoming faint is suddenly impossible. There is rest in the midst of the labor, and the burden is definitely lighter. As we pause, breathe in spirit in this adventing, The seed of God thrusts its roots deeper into our lives, and we too bear the word in our flesh and bring this grace into a world longing for justice, for mercy, for wisdom and courage, for healing and new life. As we learn how to be meek and humble of heart while being yoked to the incarnate creator of the ends of the earth.